This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. Nearly a quarter of New Mexicans live in rural areas where things like high-speed internet and educational opportunities can be scarce. Public libraries are often the only place to access those resources, and many are run on shoestring budgets with volunteer support. Lawmakers have been looking at a bill to provide a permanent source of funding to rural libraries, but as Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, state senators took most of the money out before passing it on Friday.
The original measure would have put $50 million into a permanent fund or endowment for rural libraries. The Senate Finance Committee stripped out that funding. The bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Gerald Ortiz Pino from Albuquerque, says the amended bill would put $5 million in a fund and put the state librarian in charge of distributing any earnings equally to rural libraries across the state.
While this does not guarantee the life and perpetuity of these rural libraries, we're hoping that in future years, we might be able to actually put some money into that endowment fund and begin generating a sustaining method for financing them.
There are 50 libraries currently on the list, including 8 in tribal communities. As the proposal stands, each would get about $4,500 per year for operating expenses. The bill now goes to the House for approval. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.